Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As I promised you a few weeks back, we've had Mindy on several times, but the issues we talk about just never seem to go away. And so I wanted to bring her back on one more time here. So not just one more time, we'll have her on lots of times. She's with the Cavalry Group, and you can visit them by going to thecavalrygroup.com and see what they do. But they are advocates for rural America, advocates for the industry of animals, those who raise animals, whether it's pets, whether it's cattle, whether it's horses, whether it's just whatever. She is an advocate for that. And they stand with rural America. They stand for property rights. They stand for Constitution. And Mindy is an expert at connecting the dots with what's going on in this nation and around the world. And I just appreciate her so much. Mindy, we welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio.
What a wonderful, generous, kind introduction. Thank you so much for having me again, Beth.
Well, you're
it's
more
always
than,
great to be with you.
You're more than welcome. It seems like we're always going down the same rabbit hole, so to speak, with the infringement on property rights. And it's always put into the media as if, you know, there's unkindness going on. You know, we've talked about the horse and carriage industry in New York, and, you know, they're trying to say the horses are being enslaved and they're being mistreated and all kinds of things, when it's the opposite that's true. And unfortunately, we've got a lot of unknowing people that have big hearts, and they fall for those lies.
And the animal rights groups that are behind the lies prey on those who have big hearts that don't know any different. And that's how they raise all their money. The animal rights groups collectively makes up a $400 billion industry. And they are out to destroy private property and animal ownership.
You know, that just always it just always infuriates me, and it makes me sad, because I know that they're not really taking care of the animals. That's not really what, it's kind of like healthcare. You know, Obamacare is not about healthcare.
Exactly.
It's about forced insurance and infringing upon and having control over you, and not making your health better. In fact, it's making most people's health worse, putting so much stress on everybody. But it's not about the animals. They really don't care about the animals, and I just never have quite got that.
Well, they pretend they care about the animals to forward their agenda. It's no different than this latest campaign by the Humane Society of the United States to destroy dog breeders. They put out this list that they call the Horrible Hundred. Mm-hmm. And it's a list of information, personal information, by the way, of licensed, USDA licensed dog breeders across the country that HSUS has decided to make public their inspection reports. And it's really pretty disgusting under the heading of violation of private information, because the USDA has relinquished private information to this animal rights groups. And the unfortunate part of all of that is that USDA seems to have welcomed the Humane Society of the United States into its agency. So the USDA, that was once organized with the task of protecting farmers and ranchers, for several years now have collaborated with those who seek to destroy animal ownership. You and I have talked about Sarah Conant, who is a former HSUS lawyer who is now the chief inspector at USDA and their Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, or also known as APHIS, overseeing dog breeders. So when USDA releases this inspection information, not only are they violating an exemption within the FOIA request exemptions to release personal information, HSUS wants the general public to believe that these inspection reports and photos depict day-to-day reality of dog breeding facilities, when in fact, these areas of noncompliance are actually issues that are resolved or corrected immediately after inspection. So this horrible 100 list that you see are inspection reports by law-abiding, licensed dog breeders who are jumping through hoops to comply with the law, and they're doing everything they should be. But if a dog may have a health issue that's under veterinary care, the USDA snaps a photograph. That photograph gets posted on the USDA website. HSUS FOIA requests that photograph. Then the uneducated general public sees that photograph, not knowing the backstory, and they say, oh my gosh, look at these horrible dog breeders and what they're doing to their animals. And again, these exaggerated claims are taken out of context, and it's unfair. It is unfair to those who are working so hard to produce healthy, happy puppies for the general public.
You know, Mindy, you and I have talked before on the air, and I have mentioned it before, that our language, our words, have been kidnapped. You know, we have to abide by politically correct, you know, and they've been talking about this lately. You're not allowed to use the word fat anymore. You're not allowed to say other things anymore. And, you know, it's just ridiculous what's going on. You have to redefine marriage. You know, we look at Agenda 1 and we see the language in there and how it's distorted, the words that we thought we knew, you know, like sustainable. You know, we have the famous deal with President Clinton. Well, you have to define what the word is means. Well, I stumbled on this, and I've shared it a couple of times on air thus far, and I just marvel at our founding fathers. Samuel Adams said, now you're going to love this, how strangely will the tools of a tyrant pervert the plain meaning of words. And I'm looking at this. Not only do they pervert the words that are there, they make up things. The puppy mill, it came to mind when I thought of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they distort our words and hijack our language, and the people are confused.
Yes. I love that quote. Who was that by again?
Samuel Adams.
Oh, brilliant. And so true today. You know, and the words puppy mill packs a punch, and they continue to use that to destroy exceptional kennels across America by chipping away at the public's view of dog breeding, because in the eyes of the animal rights movement and their ilk, they basically use those words to paint the picture that all dog breeders are unscrupulous. But here's the deal. In the animal rights ideology, they believe that having an animal in a kennel, keeping it, you know, is as a breeding animal or breeding for profit is what they're really against. And they're against capitalism. They're against making a living breeding animals. At the end of the day, when it all boils down, every dog breeder is a puppy mill, quote unquote, in the eyes of the Humane Society of the United States that is putting out this propaganda. And since you bring up a quote, I'm going to use Wayne Pacelli's words against him. And Wayne Pacelli is the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, who is using this horrible 100 list as a fundraiser. But he says, one generation and out, we have no problem with the extinction of domesticated animals.
Yes.
They are creations of human selective breeding. That's by Wayne Pacelli of HSUS.
You know, people need to understand out there, they don't even want you to have your little pet, whether it's a cat or a dog or whatever it is, in your own home. No way. I wonder what they think of, like, you know, the blind dogs that are leading the blind and the deaf dogs. You know, it's just crazy. We're going into a break. You know, Mindy, HSUS is another one of those words. I want to talk about that when we come back, too, because it has nothing to do with the United States. And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSE Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can visit their website by going to thecavalrygroup.com. I'm saying that right, aren't I?
You sure are.
Okay. I never remember whether the goes in there or not. And we do have a caller, but I wanted to mention to you, as we were going off into the break, we were talking about the language. We were talking about the meaning of words and how they've managed to pervert them. And it confuses the people because our words don't mean what we think they mean anymore. And we get confused on it. And they use that to confuse people. It's deceptive. It's a deceit. It's a lie, just like HSUS name, Humane Society of the United States. It has absolutely nothing to do with the United States. It's an outside organization with their own agenda, and unfortunately, the USDA is helping them. And, you know, I've got a girlfriend, Mindy, you'll love this. She calls the USDA Uncle Sam Destroying Agriculture. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what they've become. And, you know, it's the bureaucratic departments have become the enemy of the people, or the people have become the enemy of these bureaucrats. And it's not the way it should be. But we have a caller on the line. We have Jay Kitchener. Jay, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, Jay is a friend of Mindy. Mindy, I'm going to let you introduce Jay, if you would.
Wonderful. Well, Jay actually is working with the Cavalry Group as our Northeastern director, working very hard to help us fight a lot of the legislative attacks going on across the country, actually, not just on dog breeders, but against animal owners in every capacity. And I have known Jay since the fight against the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act that we fought here in Missouri in 2010. And Jay is in the trenches every single day. He knows well. And the reason I wanted to have him join us today, Beth, is because he truly has been in the trenches working on a sector of the propaganda surrounding the Humane Society of the United States and other animal rights organizations that are deceiving Americans into believing that rescues or adoption of pets is the way to go. And Jay has uncovered the ruse or the deception that's really taking place. And so when people say adopt, don't shop, what you're really doing is putting money into the lining the pockets of these animal rights groups. So with that, I would like to introduce to your listeners Jay Kitchener.
Well, welcome to CSE Talk Radio, Jay. We appreciate all that you're doing. You know, folks don't realize, if they're not in the industry, you know, they don't really understand what all the ranchers and the farmers and the pet breeders and such that are going through. Even people in their backyard that are just have a hobby, whether it's with the chickens or the rabbits. We've seen all of this. And it's just amazing what the trails we have to follow and the battles we have to fight. And I appreciate what you're doing, Jay.
Well, thank you very much, and you're absolutely right. One of the biggest deceptions that is continued to be perpetrated on American citizens is this myth of pet overpopulation and dog overpopulation in particular. And based on this myth, you know, they continue to raise funds and they continue to beat this drum about, you know, you must adopt your animal from a shelter, you must never buy your animal. And this is all based on the lie of overpopulation. Well, guess what? America has achieved tremendous success in animal welfare. And why aren't we celebrating that fact? Did you know that there are 85 million dogs in loving American homes? Now, trying to imagine millions of dogs can be difficult. So let's try to imagine that 1 million dogs equals 1 inch on a tape measure. Now, if you extend that tape measure to 85 inches, representing the 85 million dogs in loving American homes, that tape measure is going to be over 7 feet tall. Now, do you know how many dogs go into a shelter in the United States each year? About 3 million. So extend that tape measure to 3 inches. Now, that's all dogs that are going into shelters. And then, sadly, about 1.25 million of those dogs are euthanized in the shelters. And they're usually euthanized for being sick or too aggressive or simply too old to be adopted out or sold. Now, that's a big difference between 85 inches or more than 7 feet and 1.25 inches, wouldn't you say?
A big difference.
And at the same time, we have 24 million American households seeking to add a pet to their home each year. So if we have 24 million homes seeking a pet and 1.25 million dogs being euthanized in shelters, where's the overpopulation? Doesn't overpopulation mean there are more dogs than we have homes for?
I would think so. And it sounds to me like we've got a little bit of a business and a racket going on.
Absolutely, because back in the 1970s, when we had far fewer people and far fewer dogs in this country, shelters were euthanizing about 20 million dogs a year, and that was a tragedy. Well, Americans stepped up to the plate, and, you know, we have taken it to heart. And shelter euthanizations are down to 1.25 million from 20 million. At the same time, we have way more people and way more dogs in this country. So why aren't we celebrating this fact? Could it be because groups like the Humane Society of the United States cannot continue to beg for money by stating mission accomplished?
Yes. Interesting. Very interesting. You've done your homework.
Yes, ma'am. I have been doing this for 8 years full-time now. And if we have a minute, I'd like to tell you how I got started, because I'm up here in Maine, and back in 2008, when I was president of my local American Kennel Club all-breed club, I became involved at the state level in legislation. We began facing this wave of legislation against dog breeders of any kind. And as a result of that, I was chosen to serve on the Maine State Legislature's working group to define kennel in statute. Well, I'm a dog breeder. I've been showing dogs for 20 years. I've been in and out of a lot of kennels. I was excited. I thought, oh boy, I can really bring something to the table. Let's do this.
Okay.
And this working group, which, of course, was controlled by the Humane Society of the United States and a couple of other highly controversial groups, they didn't want any of us at that table, but we got through it. And shortly afterwards, I was informed by a friend who had been to talk to her state legislator that that legislator staff person said, and the friend mentioned my name to the staff person, and the staff person said, oh, don't listen to a word Jay Kitchener says. He has over 100 dogs on his property, and they live in wire cages stacked on top of each other. And that really set me back on my heels, because even though I'm used to that kind of thing now, back in those days, that was the first time I'd ever heard anything like that.
You didn't realize how evil you were, did you?
I know, and it just absolutely shocked me. I mean, anybody who knows me knows I live on 3 wide-open park-like acres on the coast of Maine on a main road. And if you drive by, you can see everything on my property down to the water. So, I mean, where are those 100 cages? But that got me thinking, and it got me motivated to do a lot of my own research. And I really love to go back to a quote from Robert Kennedy, of all people, when he says that the trouble with extremists is not that they are extreme, but that they are intolerant. It's not what they say about their cause, but what they say about the opposition.
Well, that's amazing.
And that right there told me that whatever was going on in my state 8 years ago was being driven by some very extreme people. And that hasn't changed. I'm reminded of that every day.
I've got some family. I love that quote. I'm going to have to get that. You know, I've got some family in law enforcement, and they know that these extremists are the real terrorists. And we've seen what they have done on properties. We've seen what they have done to they've gone in, broke in, stepped in, however you want to say it, into pet breeders' facilities and done some damage. And some of the damage hurts the animals. So it's not about the animals.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Absolutely not about the animals. We're going into a break. Can you hang on? Jay, will you hang
on?
Absolutely. Okay. You're still there, aren't you, Mindy?
I sure am. Thank you.
We'll have you piped in here pretty quick, too. We're going into a break. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can visit her website. She is an advocate for this industry. She is an advocate for America, folks. We have got to put an end to what's going on. The extremists are taking your liberties. They don't care about a constitution. They don't care about a right. They don't care about the animals. And they don't care about a lot of things, but most importantly, they just want to control. They want you to see things their way, and if you don't, then you're the bad guy. But we're going into a break. I want you to hang on. We're not going to take calls today. Hang on as we come back with Mindy and Jay.
Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her 3 best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. She is an advocate for you, for property rights, for the industry of all those who own land and raise cattle and raise animals and raise pets. And then we have with us somebody who's another advocate, and he's helping her, and he's doing some things in his own area way up there in Maine. Yes, this is everywhere. This is everywhere. We have Jay Kitchener, and he was kind of telling us his story of how he got involved. You know, I did a show here a while back, Jay, about another topic, but it was the same situation. All of a sudden, I feel like I need to get involved, and so the woman told her story about how she did that. And I kind of admire those who, you know, finally get woke up, because that's what this is all about here on CSC Talk Radio, is waking everyone up.
Absolutely. It's very important, because too many people don't know about this. Then there's a group who know about it but think this will never affect them because they do everything right or it just isn't going to affect them. And that's a dangerous way to feel, because if it hasn't happened to you or someone you know yet, wait, it will.
Well, those that are sitting out there, well, I love animals, but I don't have a pet, so this doesn't really mean anything to me, you know. Or they see those pictures that are
not real, as a matter of fact. In fact, they showed one here, Mindy, recently. I saw it. I was watching Fox News, and it's been a few months ago. I said recently. And they were showing all these animals that were supposedly abused. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at this animal. I go, that animal looks pretty darn healthy to me. It was a boxer. And he was slick and shiny, and he wasn't fat, and he wasn't skinny. And I'm thinking, what is their problem?
You've just nailed it big time. Because when the Humane Society of the United States or other organizations come in and illegally seize someone's animals, it rarely has anything to do with animal welfare. Mm-hmm. So once they confiscate those animals, they do a big fundraising about the confiscation itself, and then they sell the animals to make more money. So it's never really about animal welfare. It's a fundraiser. And it's important to keep in mind, too, that the Humane Society of the United States, at the end of the day, people need to understand they're just against breeding and making a profit doing so, period. So any breeding facility, whether commercial or otherwise, is considered to be a quote-unquote puppy mill because of the emphasis on breeding and making a profit. So no matter how well the breeder cares for their dogs, HSUS does not want legitimate, lawful dog breeding operations to make a living of any kind so that they profit from breeding. So what do? They vilify. They lie. They create a fundraising tactic. And so while all of these people across the country who are raising and breeding and working with animals for a living are jumping through hoops thinking that they need to stay in business and in order to do so, or I should say, need to stay in compliance in order to stay in business, it's going to be impossible to always keep the people who are seeking your demise happy. So how about if we do this? This is my proposal. How about if we just say no? How about if we just say no more? We're not going to give in to the animal rights bully tactics or constantly jump through the hoops to try and please them because they know nothing about animal enterprise, animal husbandry, the science behind raising animals. We're trying to please people who know nothing about the science. It's all emotion. And I watch this happen. Jay watches this happen every single day. We see good people kowtowing to the emotional agenda of the animal rights industry. And we need to stand up united and say no more.
You know, it is just difficult to stand by and watch this. And I just admire you and Jay for what you do because, it's hard for me to fathom how they can. I don't know how these people sleep at night. I really don't. But it's not about a conscience. It's about preying on your conscience because they know you have a good one. You know, the listeners or the people that watch these commercials on TV and how they use the propaganda. They pervert the plain meaning of words and they invent a language such as puppy mill. Everyone who raises a dog is a puppy mill in their eyes. Everybody who raises dogs for profit, or even if you've got a little bit there in your home, you know, and you've got a dog that had some pups and you want to sell it, you know, they consider that a puppy mill. Every bit of it. They don't want Absolutely. You to have a pet. They don't Absolutely. Want you to raise them. They don't care if you love them or not. But they're going to prey on your emotions. And that's what they do. And they use that against the industry. And it is about property rights. I think maybe we need to explain that again because we just can't hear it enough times, Mindy.
Well, it is. Your animals are property. And, oh, by the way, that's a notion that just makes the animal rights people
cringe.
With the animal rights ideology have a meltdown. Because
let's say it a few more times then.
Oh, exactly. How dare we call animals property? But animals and animal agriculture is the cornerstone of our nation. Mm. And the founders who established the Constitution and the Bill of Rights knew that without private property, this country would collapse. And animals are property. They are so important to be under our stewardship and therefore protected by the Constitution. Because today we live in a climate where those who raise, breed, and work with animals live in this daily terror, as Jay was just mentioning, that these fraudulent claims, anonymous tips, or illegal seizures of their property are, you know, knocking at the door. And too many people think, oh, that'll never happen to me. But lo and behold, everyone is in the crosshairs. And if they can come and take your animals, what's next? You know, the real extinction potentially here is the extinction of small business.
Well, and you know that the what next, and I've done shows on this, is they're doing it with our children, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the children that are taken out of the home need to be taken out of the home. Not all the homes that the state decides to split up need to be split up. It is a business there, too, unfortunately, and it's not in every case. There are cases where there is abuse and neglect that need to be dealt with, but not in every case. You know, when they make the statement, you know, Jay, when they make the statement, your children are a property of the community, how is that any different than saying property, you know, you have a horse that you own or a cow that you own or a dog? Go ahead, Jay.
Well, there's a direct link when you bring up children. Here in Maine, in the last few years, cruelty to animals has been redefined to include tartar on a dog's teeth or toenails that are too long. Well, who gets to decide what's too long? Well, more importantly, however, if you are even accused of cruelty, perhaps for toenails too long on your dog, or perhaps there's tartar on the dog's teeth, but if you're even accused of these things, and if you have minor children in your home, the process begins for the state to come in, inspect your home, inspect your children, and potentially remove those children from your home.
Exactly. You know, thank you, Jay, for saying that, because a lot of people don't put that together. They don't put this control thing together, and that it is an invasion in your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And what the USDA allowed HSUS to do, I don't like to say United States because they're not a part of my United States. I don't care what they say. But what they did with putting that on the website for individuals, it was an invasion of privacy, not only where they lies, but it was an invasion of privacy. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. The FOIA request, which is the Freedom of Information Act request that you can request any public information, the problem is that there was a violation of what's called Exemption 6 under the FOIA exemptions. And the USDA should not be skirting freedom of information for these businesses, because it says in the exemption that it is a violation of it's a violation of personal information and a business that could defame or bring harm. So, you know, USDA should never have released those photographs and private information of these businesses with the knowledge that it would bring harm.
Yes, absolutely. It was an invasion. It's not the USDA helping industry here in agriculture. We're going into another break. Jay, I'm going to thank you for your call. We appreciate you being a part of CSC Talk Radio. We will be right back with Mindy and Beth Ann. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your or investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
If you believe, as I do, that America's headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376. Or go to WesternConservativeSummit.com. That's WesternConservativeSummit.com.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can visit their website by going to thecavalrygroup.com. It's just that simple. Or you can go to my website and click on their icon and it'll take you right there. And that's just csctalkradio.com. You know, Mindy, this is, you know, we just got through talking with Jay, and he's way up in Maine, which is a long way from us right here in mid-Missouri. And, you know, I listen to people who are from Nebraska, Illinois, Texas, Oklahoma, and the HSUS and the ASP and New York and the ASPCA. They are attacking this industry, any industry with animals across this nation. It is not right here only. It is everywhere, and the people need to know about it. We need to forewarn those that are in the cities that don't understand what the industry is all about. Maybe they're too many generations removed from the farm, but they've got people lobbying up in D.C. and in your state capitals to push their agenda. And it is deceiving. They go with the perverting of our language, the words that normally have plain meaning, and they invent a language such as the word, the phrase puppy mill. And I know that you have to be getting tired fighting this battle, but we need you in the trenches. We need you there fighting, Mindy. Tell us what's going on.
Well, nothing changes you more than to look in the eyes of an individual who is very concerned about losing their way to make a living. Mm. It changes you, and I see it every day. I talk to people on the phone every day. Everyone here at the Cavalry Group talks to people who are under attack, and they're, as I said earlier, they're all in compliance with all these rules and laws and regulations, and they keep saying, why is USDA poking at me, or why is animal control poking at me? It's because this animal rights ideology has infiltrated into all these government agencies that are in charge of overseeing animal enterprise. And most Americans are unaware that this abuse is even taking place. Either that or they're willfully blind to the impact that the animal rights extremists are actually wreaking havoc on animal-related businesses. But having said that, the animal rights goal of terrorizing animal owners and destroying animal-related businesses, the Achilles heel of the animal rights movement is the historic principle that animals are property. And you brought that up earlier, and it's the cornerstone of our nation. But animals are property, and they are protected under the fundamental foundation of our Constitution and further reinforced under the 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendments. And that's really what we're all about, is protecting everyone's constitutional rights.
And I want to bring something up that you and I haven't talked about for probably a year. But if people think this isn't affecting them, what do they think about the attacks on, and this is happening, and Mindy knows about it, this is happening, you know, the state fairs, we're going into summer, the state fairs are going to be rounding about here again. Mm-hmm. And we have the animals that are displayed there and have contests, and those who are raising them, you know, we have the dog contests. I don't know what they call them. I'm so ignorant about some of them. I call them doggy beauty contests, but it's more than that. They have to obey. They have to, you know, they have a presentation that they have to do. And the horses, you know, all these things, this is affecting all of that. You'll no longer be able to take your children to the fair to see how the animals are taken care of. If they had their way. Am I correct, Mindy?
Oh, absolutely. I wasn't sure if you were finished. I'm sorry.
That's
yes,
okay. That's
if they
my
have
fault.
Their way, animal ownership will be gone and abolished. And what's sad is that for centuries, animal agriculture and those who raise, work, and breed animals were revered and lauded in our country for centuries until the radicals showed up and have been at this now for over 40 years. And it's all about deception, because they don't really care about animal welfare, but they use the premise of animal welfare to trick people into believing that they care. But they raise money and they use their donations against people who think it's being spent on animals, when in reality they're paying lobbyists. There are HSUS lobbyists in every state house in all 50 states that are pushing this ideology. And I am here to tell you, unfortunately, this push is affecting our legislators who make policy. People are buying the propaganda, thinking there's a crisis that they need to solve through bills that are going to supposedly stop alleged animal abuse. Well, you and I have talked about this before. More laws are not going to stop the unscrupulous. The unscrupulous will continue to abide by the law, to skirt the law, and these new rules will only hurt the law abiding, just like gun control. You know, only the outlaws will have guns if you outlaw, you know, guns.
You know, too, Mindy, they use your weaknesses, just like any other criminal. He will use your weakness against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're trying to kidnap a child, they'll offer them candy.
Mm-hmm.
When they see a teen that is in a desperate situation, they will prey on that. This is no different. They're preying on the unknowing out there who aren't in the industry, don't know anyone in the industry, don't understand what's going on. Whether they're going to attack those who breed rabbits and raise rabbits, chickens, dogs, cattle, horses, they will attack and they will make a deception. It is, you know, the commercials they get, they jerk at anybody's heart, because we love animals. Very few people don't love animals. There
mm-hmm.
are a few out there, but they don't necessarily hate them. There are those around, but I mean, that tugs at everybody's heart. But you have to understand, it's a deception.
It is a deception, and those instances, as you describe, become the big payday for the animal rights groups and their organizations, because they raise money from those circumstances. And oftentimes, they confiscate and sell, or in their words, rescue and adopt out. As Jay described, there is no crisis here. There is no pet overpopulation. People are having their animals stolen, and then the animal rights groups raise money on the theft of someone's animals, and then they make another profit by selling them in so-called rescues. And I don't know if Jay mentioned it, but the new coined term from those who understand the deception is called retail rescue. Don't be fooled. You're paying for those pets.
That's a deception. We are just about out of time. We only have seconds left, Mindy. This hour just, it just raced by. We're going to have you back on again, because I know we didn't get to everything that we intended to get to. But I tell you what, I know that you have a battle out there. And folks, you need to go to thecavalrygroup.com. Do whatever you can to help support them in their efforts to bring America home, because that's what it's about, folks. Rule America is the foundation of all America. And rule America, for the most part, is the one who owns property, whether it's the land or the animals. And the left, those who hate that, they will deceive you in every possible way. And it's so important for all of us, Mindy. I thank you so much, and you and Jay, for what you're doing. We've got to come together and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.